Secretary of State Colin Powell says the United States may be ready to negotiate with North Korea. The U.S. wants to persuade North Korea to give up its nuclear program. And though the administration said it would not give in to what some officials called nuclear blackmail, Powell signaled today the U.S. is willing to talk after all. In Davos, Switzerland, he said the president has indicated that we will talk at the appropriate time and in an appropriate manner. Not very direct words, but the news here may be in what Secretary Powell did not say. NPR's Rob Gifford has been watching this story closely and joins us now from Seoul, South Korea. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Steve.
What was different about what Secretary Powell said today from what the administration has been saying for months?
Well, it seems that he didn't lay down any of the preconditions that the Bush administration has been laying down over the last couple of weeks. And that is very significant because the Bush administration has been quite hardline on North Korea, has been insisting that they renounce their nuclear program. They've restarted one nuclear reactor. They've already admitted back in October that they're developing a nuclear weapons program. And that was the precondition for talks. The fact that Colin Powell didn't mention that today does suggest that the U.S. government is coming much closer to realizing that it can't put down preconditions. It has to talk with North Korea. North Korea won't accept the preconditions. It is nuclear blackmail, but this is just the situation they're in, and I think they're just going to have to bite the bullet and get on with it.
But still, you have to ask, how long could it take to come to some kind of resolution here?
Well, it does seem to be taking some time, and I think one of the main reasons for that is what's going on in the rest of the world. Of course, the Iraq issue is front and central in the minds of most people, especially the Bush administration, and especially this weekend. We're waiting for the report from the UN inspectors that's coming out, and I think the Bush administration knows that it's not going to go to war with North Korea. That's too dangerous in Northeast Asia, and all the countries in Northeast Asia have opposed it. It wants to be moving towards some kind of resolution, but when you look at the magnitude of potential military conflict with Iraq and in the Gulf region, I think perhaps it's not surprising that it's almost as though that is consuming the whole Bush administration. It's very difficult for them to move at any greater speed. And I think they're just reluctant to. I think there's a sort of ideological blockage, if you like, to do a deal with Kim Jong-il. They came into power criticizing the Clinton administration for the agreed framework that it signed with North Korea in 1994. But in the end, it looks as though they're coming around to a situation where they're going to have to do almost exactly the same thing.
One other factor here, I gather that the president-elect of South Korea has made an overture yesterday that he'd actually like a summit with Kim Jong-il.
Yes, he did. Even before he's become president, he's not due to take over the presidency until the end of February. He's really gone out on a limb here and really shown that he believes in the sunshine policy of his predecessor, outgoing president Kim Dae-jung. And Kim Dae-jung himself actually made an interesting comment yesterday. Talking to foreign journalists, he said, "Look at the Reagan administration. Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union the empire of evil, but he still went and talked to the Soviet leaders, notably Mikhail Gorbachev." So he was basically saying the U.S. needs to do this too. It may think that North Korea is part of the axis of evil, but it must talk to its leaders.
NPR's Rob Gifford is in Seoul, South Korea. Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Steve.